Sleep is a part of life, so make the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes a vital part of your ticket day. Listen to Dunham and Miller at 7:35 and play. Brought to you by Central Polaris and McKinney and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we're getting going for today from out here at Dillard's. And those who muse so very gently are going to be at Edwin Watts.
Howdy.
That is tomorrow from 5:30 until 10. Edwin Watts at Alpha and Preston in Dallas. I believe it will just be George and Gordon. That's what it says here. Is that correct? You know
sure.
anything about that?
No, I don't.
Well, that's
sounds
what
exciting.
It says. So you can register to win ticket T-shirts from them and Rough Riders tickets as well. And they'll have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks of their own. So, Lance Nix homered, huh?
Yeah, boy.
He did. Well, he got all of it, too.
Well, push.
So there's 3-2. And Adrian Gonzalez just singled up the middle.
All right. You can't keep them down, can you?
You can only hope to contain them.
That's right.
The young kids are hitting.
Now, if you are listening, you hear Grego on the air today, but if you are listening and you're out here at Dillard's and North Park both,
I'm nowhere to be seen.
You hear Grego, but you don't see him. And I got to tell you, there are question marks over the heads of the masses out here wanting an explanation for this. And I feel it falls upon you to provide one, not me. So with more on that, here's Grego.
Just pure laziness. It's the reason. I'm just too lazy to come into work. So I'm just doing it here from my house.
No.
Pulling a Norm.
No.
Just couldn't make it work.
You know, I figure we have a job where we go in every day and we just sit around and goof around and talk sports. I didn't figure that was easy enough, so I'm just going to add the dimension of not even leaving my bed. Just doing it from my bed.
Grego is living the hardline dream.
Boy, you are, man.
Corby and I dream of this.
Sit around all day on your ass while your wife rings over the cash. Sports Radio 1310.
See, Grego's sitting around on his ass all day.
I don't have a wife to bring home the cash, but I'm definitely laying around on my ass.
Are you in your bed?
In my bed.
Do you have the covers over you?
Yes, I do.
Are you nude?
No, I'm not.
What are you wearing?
Shut up.
I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Now, is there like a nice iced tea next to your bed?
No, but I do have a bottle of water.
Maybe some potato chips sitting there?
No potato chips. So I do have a bottle of water.
Ribs?
Pardon me?
Is the apron on?
No, Ryan's. I just have on shorts and a t-shirt. No apron.
Do you have a nice platter of ribs next to your bed?
No ribs.
Maybe a snow cone machine at the foot of your bed?
I do have a snow cone machine.
Did you put a ticket sticker on your bedpan?
No bedpan.
All right, why are you there?
Because I've got a bad back, and I have to stay in bed for the next couple days.
Doctor's orders?
Doctor's orders, yes.
Now are Hillary and Angie sitting next to you?
No ticket chicks. I'm here by myself.
What about Mike Ray Davies? Is he handing out magnets?
I've got nobody here. I did have Donnie Baseball for a while, but he got out of here. He left. The only thing I've got here is Clyde.
No Big Anthony or any P1 sitting there watching you?
No.
No T-Bar?
No. I'm just going to lay in my own misery here.
Now, do you have a catheter strung from your weenie to the toilet?
No, I'm allowed to get up and go to the bathroom.
Oh.
How many times a day? Isn't there a restriction on that?
The doctor told me that I should be in bed 23 out of the 24 hours.
God, what'd you do?
Just got a hurt back.
What do you do the other hour? Wrestle?
Jumping jacks, I guess. I don't know. Jogging.
Spank.
Right. Oh, you can do that in bed.
Really? So how much of that hour have you used up out of bed today?
I'm really not punching in or out, but I've pretty much been in bed since yesterday. So I haven't really...
So the better part of that hour remains.
I think I've still got probably 45 minutes left.
Now, if you exceed that hour, is there a fine involved?
No, I don't think there's a fine, but, you know, he did say that I probably needed to follow his orders, so I'm going to do that.
Now, there will be enough of that hour left to accommodate something like, say, a rigorous movement or something like that, if that were to take place?
Probably.
A spine-bending movement?
Probably.
Yuck. Is Donnie Baseball there still?
No, he left.
Oh, he did?
But I got to tell you, this is pretty nice. You should try it sometime, Rhines.
No, thanks. I think I'll just go ahead and trudge on in every day if it means avoiding back issues.
But it's nice, and this is going to be pretty good, actually, being able to talk and do stuff. But when you guys go away at 7 o'clock, that's when it gets bad.
Really?
Because I just have to still continue to lay here.
Now, are you all doped up?
No, not at all. Zero. Nothing.
Did they give you meds, though, to quell the pain?
They gave me something to sleep, and that's pretty much it. Just because I hadn't been sleeping real well lately.
What, whiskey?
No, not whiskey, Danny.
Inflatable woman?
No, not an inflatable woman.
So they gave you no pills to ease the pain? You don't have pills to ease the pain?
I've got some, but I'm trying not to take them.
When it hurts real bad, do you just bite down real hard on your leather wallet?
No, I haven't done that. I am hooked up to one of those electronic devices, though. That
ooh, a dill.
A what?
Constantly just forcing its way up there.
What?
Up where?
Oh, dear.
Up where?
Shut up. So, that's pretty sweet, man. So, Fredericks of Hollywood is sponsoring your...
Yeah, they're sponsoring my sickness.
What are you hooked up to? Some electrolysis type deal?
No, it's not electrolysis. It's just one of those...
That's hair removal.
Electrolysis.
That's what he said. Don't blame that one on me. I just repeated it.
Slowly removing your hair from your body?
Right.
Just some type of muscle stimulant
for
your back?
Yes, that's what it is.
Did you slip a disc?
No, it's not really. It's a little bit worse than slip.
Is it herniated?
It's between herniated and ruptured.
Ooh.
And it's called what?
Compressed.
Wow. Are you going to get to come to work anytime soon?
Maybe Monday, but maybe not.
Jeez.
Well, I feel sorry for you, Mr. Beef. I mean, I'm in your corner.
Don't feel sorry for me, because this is not that bad.
I don't feel sorry for him.
You know?
No.
The back pain is horrible. But, you know, laying here in bed doing the show, that's pretty nice.
Are you going to get the live video feed of the Desperados game and do color on the broadcast?
No, I'm going to be out on that. I'm not going to be able to make that trip to Orlando.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to fill in?
Maybe Kevin Scott.
Kevin Scott will be doing draft.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I'll do it, Greg.
I'll do it.
Me and Corby will do it.
Yeah, Corby, call George up and tell him you'll do it.
That would have been a great gag. Too bad we had to expose it. No, I got stuff going on this weekend anyway.
But what do you have going on that's more important than Desperados football?
I have babies to be made. Okay?
Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. There is a baby-making retreat this weekend. Going down there to make babies and see Wilco? Well.
Yeah, there's no Wilco, though.
You need to try another city. That hadn't really been working out for you guys.
No,
it
hadn't.
I've been to Austin several times. You need to change cities.
Like Bedford.
Or Garland.
You missed a big show yesterday, Hammer.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
You certainly did.
What was so big about it?
We had a bikini girl.
Did you really?
We had our first boxing contestant.
Really? How'd that work out?
Great.
We had Hitch on.
Yep.
You did not have Hitch on.
Yeah, we did.
Did you really?
We had Falwell on.
We had four guests yesterday.
Maybe I'm the jinx.
Maybe so.
No. I went there and everybody showed up.
No, the only reason we did this is because I can't do the show by myself, so we have to have a lot of guests and stuff.
I think we're going to have our boxing challenger up here on Monday, Corby.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Excellent.
So what'd she look like? She looked pretty good, the boxing chick that we have?
Very cute.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't you think so?
Oh, yeah, very hot. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I think everybody will be very, very pleased with the way things are going when they see her stride into the ring.
Grego, take a listen.
Perfect.
Take a listen to Kevin Scott's week in Sacramento. He was there covering the Mavericks games, two games that were there. He left Sunday morning. He came back yesterday afternoon. Tell Grego how much money you made off a free trip.
Well, I went to the casino.
You won $700, right?
Not just that.
I had some luck at the blackjack table. Best session I've ever had. So I took some of my winnings, and they have a sports book there. I thought, well, I'll put down a couple of bets before I leave. So I put 50 on the Maple Leafs, had faith in X-Star Ed Belfour, and the Maple Leafs won that contest.
Even money?
No, I think it was 50 to 140 on that. And then I thought I'd put some money on the hometown Dallas Mavericks. I had faith in them in game two, and they were getting 5 points. So I put 50 on them, and that paid $45.
So basically there's $800 you've won on a free trip.
Uh-huh. And then yesterday, on the flight home, got to the airport. Flight was at 9 o'clock, and they come on the PA and announce that they have overbooked the flight. And they need somebody to volunteer, maybe take a later flight. They'd be willing to make it worth your time. So I got nothing to do. I had all day yesterday to kill. Had the laptop, had a couple DVDs. So I said, I'll volunteer. So I got a $300 voucher, a flight voucher on America West.
You're up to 1,100 now.
Uh-huh. And then the flight was at 12:30, so everybody's getting in line, calling names, pre-board, all this. Ladies and gentlemen, we've overbooked the flight again. We need
so you did
volunteers.
It again.
So I walked up and said, just doubling down or just splitting? She goes, it's doubling down. So I got another $300 to take the 3 o'clock flight.
Wow.
So I got $600 in travel vouchers on America West. And they fly to Vegas and Phoenix. And
oh, yeah. You got a free...
Cha-ching.
Mexico.
You got a whole free vacation out of that.
I made you know what? They're cheap now, though. Used to...
And a week's salary.
Used to, that give you... A round-trip ticket anywhere that airline flew. Like American used to do that. Like if you'd get off and go on another flight, they'd give you a round-trip ticket. So they're getting real cheap now, but $300 isn't bad.
No.
And
no.
$600, that's real good.
Yeah. It's like $100 an hour just to sit there in the airport and read all the stuff that I had and watch Jackass on DVD. Is what I did.
Oh, so you basically sit around all day on your ass while your wife brings home the cash, huh?
Turn that off.
Sitting around all day on your ass while your wife brings home the cash.
God.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
That was a very profitable trip for you, Kevin Scott.
Yeah, it was nice. And they also had
Sacramento was good to you.
Yeah, it was. They had wireless in the airport, so fired up the laptop for a little bit, answered emails, listened online. I could listen to Bob and Dan in the airport yesterday. It was cool.
Why would you want to?
That was a beating.
It's cool. I just listened to the station. Didn't have anything to do. Had some time to kill. It's fun.
Well, you know, we kind of run the hardline crew, kind of like the mob, so it's about time you need to kick some stuff up to proper, right, Rhines?
I would say so. You got to kick up, pal.
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to be an earner.
Oh, yeah. You're big-time
earners.
You guys charging me points by the day?
Well, if you don't start paying off...
You don't get start earning.
You're going to get a picture across the head, like JT.
You're going to send one of the promotions guys to come kick my ass?
You might wind up like that girl. Big Greg might show up at your door one night.
Or better yet, Zeb. You want to answer to Zeb?
I don't want to look at
that. Little, that
go ahead
little
and just pay up.
He'll just whip your ass to death. Like, no, just go ahead and kill me.
Here.
Well, you know what we missed yesterday, Grego?
What?
We missed what you thought about the little Mavericks the other night.
I've got plenty to say on that.
Well, shall we get to that next?
Yes.
All right. Now, I got my licks in yesterday. It's Grego's turn next here on The Ticket.